When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that guy was an easy rider. That was like a, an old school.
It was so loud it set off car alarms. Oh my gosh.
We are getting the full tenderloin at this moment.
So that rumbling motorcycle and the car alarms are from a recording on a parklet on Turk Street in the Tenderloin with Alicia Tapia, who runs a bibliobicicleta bringing joy to readers throughout San Francisco. Heather, I think she's the hero we need in San Francisco.
She is. A few weeks ago, I saw photos on Twitter. I'd never known about this before, but it's been going on for several years. She bikes around the city with a gigantic library attached to the back. There's literally like wooden bookshelves on the back of her bike. So I figured you and I love books and we love bikes, and so we needed to find out more.
Yeah, she's basically an independent, nonprofit pop-up library in addition to her job as a high school librarian, which we'll talk about. Started in 2014, she was on the Panhandle, but recently she's been in the Tenderloin and on this parklet. And what is that parklet? And let's kind of describe the scene.
It's a pretty long parklet on Turk Street. If memory serves, it was most of the block. It's called Safe Passage Parklet. Safe Passage is an effort to help get children from school to home in the Tenderloin safely without having to dodge, you know, some of the familiar things we all see in the Tenderloin when we're walking around there. And they've created this really lovely parklet with people on hand like Alicia to give books. There was somebody else handing out art supplies. There's a lot of stuff going on in the parklet all the time. And I know that it is an effort partly by the Community Benefit District. So lots of good stuff happening in the Tenderloin these days.
So I really enjoyed myself. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out just with the sound, but all the people walking by, she interacts with everyone. Little kid walks by. She's like, hey man, free books, you know, and just dying for people to come and take one of her books, and you can tell it's just all from the heart.
Yeah, she works so hard all day helping high schoolers access books, and then takes, I guess you could call it a busman's holiday to the Tenderloin to make sure that kids there who may not have as easy access to books can get them too. So she was a lot of fun to talk to and see in action.
Yeah, so we'll mention in the episode how you can help her out. She does take donations of like the prime books, the good books, like the Captain Underpants and Raina Telgemeier. You know, don't just dump the stuff you don't want. And just an incredible lightning round today, Heather. I hope people stick around to the end. Little Easter egg at the end of the episode, too.
And speaking of books, let's remind everybody that our fall book club is coming up. Everybody should be getting Why We Swim by Bonnie Soy. Who knows? Maybe it's on the back of the bibliobicicleta as we speak. And we will have a podcast episode soon with Bonnie. We've committed to swim in the bay with her, so this is kind of scary, but kind of cool. And then everybody can talk about the book together in person, 6 p.m. November 17th at the Corrett Auditorium at the Main Library. And if you go on the library's webpage, you can sign up there on the events page. Get that in your calendars, too.
I'm going to bring Why We Swim to Bibliobicicleta. I'm dropping off some graphic novels for Alicia. So we will get it there. Go down to the Tenderloin, grab a copy, and very good episode today. Bicycle bell ringing to go with our cable car bell ringing. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
Thank you very much.
Alicia Tapia, welcome to Total SF.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is our first podcast recorded on Turk Street ever, so it's pretty loud.
Right on.
But hopefully we'll just muddle through and hear each other. So you're sitting next to this bicycle with a giant library attached to the back of it. Tell us about this and how you came up with it.
Sure. This is called the Bibliobicicleta. It's been around since 2013. I'm a librarian, a school librarian, and a fellow school librarian. Her name is Danielle Farinacci. We love to ride our bikes. We love to give away books. We were getting a lot of donations of books that we didn't know what to do with. And we all know that humans operate by the principle of least effort. So we thought, why not get the books to the people on our bikes? Wouldn't it be funny? We thought it would just be so, so funny. One day I just kind of got tired of talking about it and dreaming about it. Someone told me about Kickstarter, and I put together a little campaign, and it was funded shortly after.
How much did it cost?
Gosh, I really don't remember. I want to say maybe $2,000, mm-hmm. Just to get the materials that we needed to get the trailer constructed.
Uh-huh.
After a couple of years of biking around the city with my mountain bike, I was like, this is not safe. So I got this e-bike from Public Bikes, and they gave me half off because of the project, so I crowdfunded that as well. And so this is the iteration of the Bibliobicicleta as you see it now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a heavy, heavy bike.
Nice.
But
how
full
far
of joy.
Have you ridden it?
Oh, from coast to coast.
Wow, across the whole city.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
How you doing?
Free books.
Free books?
You know there are free books.
I like how you're talking though here.
He's a hard sell. I try to put basketball and boxing books out, but
no.
I have a bunch of them in the house.
Well, that's good then.
I like your shoes. That was cool. Yeah. So, what's your day like? How far are you biking? What's your kind of path around the Tenderloin? What's your route? Is it like a route?
Not exactly. It changes. It's changed all the years that I've had it. Currently, it's here in the Safe Passage Park in the Tenderloin, but it has changed over the years. I started out in the Panhandle. And then it's on the weekends, if there's a Sunday Streets event, I try to make it there. If the Great Highway is closed, I love to ride that route. I've ridden from Ocean Beach to the Great Highway all the way to the Embarcadero and back. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a good time. It really is.
We're really mad about the Great Highway, and we try to bring it up every podcast episode, so thank you.
You're welcome, anytime, yeah. Golden Gate Park is also one of my favorite routes, again, because I don't have to worry about cars mm-hmm. hitting me. Ride around, lounge about, stop, go when I need to, and kids can come up, families can come up and just grab anything, and it's safe, so.
So how do you get all these books?
From people like you. Yeah, I have friends, family, regulars that'll just donate me books, and I just redistribute them.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way to get them to you?
Yeah, if listeners want to donate, how should they go about that?
Yeah, so I do want to say I can only take a few at a time, and yeah. I ask people to curate their collection, give me only their best. They can message me on Instagram, uh-huh. at Bibliobicicleta, and I will answer them there. That's okay. The best way to get through to me.
Has there been a most popular title, like one that always is taken as soon as you get it?
Well, you folks just saw one. The Captain Underpants series is popular with the young ones.
We've had Raina Telgemeier on our podcast.
Oh, awesome.
I think she would be really excited about
Biblio. That's a good crossover idea.
I mean, yeah, she's always a bestseller, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Sisters, what else does she have? Smile, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guts.
Great graphic novels.
Yeah.
So when you're biking around in the city, do people like stare at you really weird, or have they seen Stranger Things in San Francisco and they just kind of shrug?
A little bit of both. People will yell at me in a good way.
What do they yell?
Hey, bike lady, that kind of stuff. Or the Biblio, like I hear that a lot, especially if they're a neighbor that knows the Bibliobicicleta. And then I just ring my little bell, you know, ring it back at them. So if you hear that, that means I'm on my way and please don't hit me. But no, I don't think people are surprised to see me on a with this bibliobicicleta in a city like San Francisco. Yeah. It's where you'd expect something like this to be in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
Do people know the rules? Because when I was a kid, and I'm ancient, but when I was a kid and the bookmobile pulled up, you knew what to do. Like, the bookmobile is here, and everybody knows you go inside, you can get a book, they know the rules. It seems like you're kind of having to explain the rules to people.
Yeah, I need to yell free books, and that's what gets people out. I think lots of times they think they need to buy it.
Oh.
Or they think they need to return it. Mm. In which case, in the case of the bibliobicicleta, you don't need to. You just take it. If you finish it, pass it on to the next person that you think might find some joy in it. But also people are just intuitively a little curious about what's going on, and I try to kind of keep a low profile and stand off to the side so people don't feel like they have to talk to me. So,
do you have books that you root for? Like, are there books there that have been there for a few days and you're like, I'm dying for someone to pick up Watchmen or whatever is?
Right now it's that Steph Curry book because I've had there are a few young, you know, boys that are around here and they're always with the basketball, so I'm just kind of hoping and yelling free books and they never take me up on it. But it's always actually, it's always a thing that when I say it never gets taken, someone will get it that day.
Yeah.
So
you and Peter's wife have something in common, which is that you're both high school librarians.
Woo!
Yeah. It's the best.
His wife is amazing. We're friends. And you work at Sacred Heart?
Yeah, Sacred Heart Cathedral.
Okay, you gotta say cathedral.
Gotta say cathedral.
And you said that is the largest high school library in all of San Francisco?
Yes.
How many books are there?
Well, it's the largest in terms of space. It's beautiful. It sits on the sixth floor of our LaSalle campus. We have a great panoramic view of the city. It's beautiful. You're welcome to come anytime.
Oh, I'd love to.
Nice.
Yeah. And what was it like to be a librarian during the height of the pandemic when students were home?
It made me worry about the students that come to the library as a safe place to kind of escape or just find some silence, you know? I worried a lot about them, but other than that, I mean, the library team and I, we were quite busy. I mean, we were still teaching online, collaborating with teachers. We were traveling all over the city delivering books, dropping them off at the doorstep. Not with this, I was just on my road bike getting around faster, yeah.
And how are your students doing now that they're back in school? Do you see long-lasting effects from the pandemic, or are they kind of bouncing back?
Both. I think we're all sort of getting used to being back together, but you can also, it's so great to see the joy in their eyes again and to get them talking out loud to one another. I think they'll be okay. We will be okay. Long-lasting effects? Sure. I mean, I think it's just sort of developmentally stunted in some ways, but I'm not too worried about it. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to pull through. Just getting those brains activated and the social behaviors activated again.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're resilient. So.
Yeah.
What are some of the favorite people that you've met and things that you've seen riding a bike with a giant bookshelf on the back?
I think a lot about this lady. Her name is Louise. She's near the Panhandle. She lives there, and she always comes out probably like time work, you know, around 6. And she comes out with, like, you know, on her smoke break. And she just always comes and gets sort of the mystery novels and the crime novels. The reason she's someone I think about often is because she loves Shakespeare, and that's like one of the things I remember she looked forward to the most. And she and a friend sew Shakes bears. Aww. So they bring these bears that are dressed as Shakespeare characters to the Shakespeare festival. And I don't know, she's just always such a joy. I think of Louise a lot. There's a neighbor here, his name is Corey, and he has a dog named Blueberry, and they always come through and say hello. As far as, you know, it's really, the Biblio has connected me with a lot of good bike people in the city. And, you know, there's a strong bike community here. So, you know, like, shout out to Kristen Tiesch and Morgan Fitzgibbons, who's part of the TLCBD that helped put this parklet together for the 200 Turk block. And I mean, there's the lady with flowers and bubbles all the time. There's all the parents with their kids on the back. I mean, it's really, you never know who you're going to meet, so.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, Aww, Beth.
Free books.
Hello.
Free books.
It's so cute. Hello.
Free books. Yes, free books.
Hello. Oh, really?
Hi. What's your name?
Say, Gina Pacelli.
Hey, Malik.
Thank you. You want to trust me?
There's so much tension here. We're waiting to see
what
which book Malik will pick.
Captain
Underpants. Captain
Underpants. That's
Can't
a good
go
choice.
Wrong with
Classic.
That. Classic. Talkies and Captain Underpants is a good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
There you go. You see your book?
Ooh, also, was his little brother picked the biggest, baddest wolf.
Thank nice.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
What are your future plans for the bike library?
I mean, one day I think it'd be cool to turn it into sort of a nonprofit organization or something. But I'm very content with what it is in its current state. Just, it's easy to do. It doesn't take too much from me, except an afternoon in the week, and it brings me a lot of joy. So I don't have too many big future plans for it. Maybe like an upgrade in the e-bike, maybe some way to make this more like collapsible so I could get it into my house and not have to worry about where I'm going to store it all the time.
Maybe made out of balsa wood just to get the weight down.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Let me ask this. I like reading was all I had when I was a kid. And then like when I was 12, they invented a video game and then it was all over.
Yep.
What do you see from kids now? Do they interact with books in the same way that like my generation did, or is it a little bit harder to get them in the gate?
It's a little half and half. I still have a lot of students who come into the library or people here that just want a physical book to escape the technical world. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are very comfortable with reading online and borrowing PDFs online or ebooks. And so it's a little bit of half and half. When I ask my own students, or even just people who come here to the Biblio, it seems to be half and half. A lot of people are really comfortable reading online. But of course, that comes with a lot of distraction. And books are still an escape. I do still see that sort of behavior.
Yeah. And I see you as a book person, but also a bike person. How much of that is what you're thinking about in terms of raising the funds and sending a message out?
Riding a bike is about going slow. I mean, we get around faster in the city, but it's still about slowing down and taking in your environment and taking in the sounds, breathing in the smells, letting that air just pass through your hair. And I think that's the same thing with a book. You're slowing down and you're entering another world. It's like entering another level of being, whether you're on a bike or a book.
That was my worst phrased question, and she gave me the best answer.
She gave you the most eloquent answer.
Oh, my God. I want to, like,
I caught what you were saying.
So. Yeah, I want to embroider that on a pillow and rest my head on it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Heather, I think lightning round time.
So we always end with a lightning round.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So it sounds like you'll probably have amazing answers for these, too, but no pressure.
Okay.
Where's your favorite place in San Francisco to get a burrito?
Why am I not? I can see the sign. Oh, what is the one near the BART on 16th and Mission?
Oh, yeah.
We'll play burrito password here. Is it El Farolito? That's closer
El
to 24.
Farolito. El
Boom,
Farolito.
Boom, I got it on the first one. Air
That's
fist bump.
That's what it is.
Good job.
What is your favorite movie filmed in San Francisco?
I don't know if it counts, but The Birds in San Francisco, you know.
Totally. Filmed in Union Square.
I really don't like scary movies, but I mean, that one still shakes me to the core every time.
Hello.
It's Blueberry.
Hey, oh, hi, Blueberry. You were just mentioned on our podcast.
I got to get a photo of Blueberry.
Hey, Quark.
Where's your favorite place in San Francisco to get a stiff drink?
Currently, Fireside on Irving, yeah. Dirty Martini.
That's a good one.
Does me well.
What was the last book you read?
The last book I just finished is After Parties by Anthony Viasna So.
What was your first concert?
I think it was Billy Joel.
Oh, Where'd you see him?
My parents probably took me sometime in Hawaii when I was a kid.
Oh, did you grow up in Hawaii?
I grew up in Hawaii.
Which island?
Oahu.
Oh, nice.
Honolulu.
What brought you to San Francisco?
San Francisco itself. Yeah, I was obsessed with the Summer of Love. I always loved San Francisco. My brother lived in San Leandro. I visited, came, fell in love, came back.
Wow.
Haven't left yet.
That's very different than Hawaii.
Yeah, it is. Different and good. And
what is something most San Franciscans don't know about the Tenderloin? Or a misconception?
That it's not... Oh, I could go on and on about this. That it's not as scary as they think it is. That it isn't full of whatever it is they think the people here are. No, this is a beautiful, vibrant community with a rich history. Tons of families and children. I, ironically enough, feel like sometimes the safest here just because everyone's looking out for one another here. Everyone says hello. You know, where sometimes in some of the other neighborhoods, you don't get that kind of willingness to help a neighbor. Whereas here in the Tenderloin, you always do.
Yeah. And where do you keep this when you're not out and about with it in the city?
It's currently looking for a new home. So, Novetta, it is stored here around the block, the TLCBD and the Urban Alchemy guys store it in a little storage area for me right now.
I'm imagining like an elaborate book bat cave with like hydraulics that bring it
I
up.
I would love that. Wow. Can that be the next
that
big,
can be the future.
That's the next big thing.
Kickstart for like, and then dry ice. Because presentation, ooh. So when it comes out, there's like a little smoke.
And
very cinematic.
I'm down. Yeah.
What is another misconception question? What's a common stereotype about librarians?
That we're quiet and boring. But really, we're some of the, I think, most fun people to go out and have a drink with. And we just love to take it all in.
Nice. Yeah. And last question, what is something you always make sure to squeeze into your busy day?
I try my best to squeeze in 10 minutes of meditation in the morning.
Yeah.
Keyword try, and I think that's the point of meditation.
Well, it was so fun to talk to you and get to see your awesome bike.
Yeah, thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you. Good job.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Darling, it's 2 a.m. It's time for closing. The cops, they're all sideways.
Thank you for listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Total SF is a production of The Chronicle. Our music is The Tide Will Rise by The Sunset Shipwrecks off their album Community and Cable Car Bell Ringing by 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by investing in a digital Chronicle edition. It's less expensive than you think at sfchronicle.com/pod.
This hasn't happened to us before.
Yeah. You can't criticize a man for living his best life, you know?
He looked happy on his motorcycle. Yeah.
There it
Yay!
Is.
Yay! It stopped.
It stopped. Where were we?
Okay, so I was asking you if people look at you funny when you're riding this all over the city.
Do it again. Just go ahead and ask it again.